Hey everybody, Josh Looney with you alongside our Voice of the Kingdom winners. We're going to call them the boys in plaid. It's Harry and it's Adam. You know, that's what the guys on our Facebook page and all our fans were referring to you. You kind of took them by storm in the fan boat. The boys in plaid. How's it feel to be the winners?
Hey, man, we are ecstatic. We are very, very excited. For only, you know, singing the national anthem together for like 5 or 6 times, this is pretty awesome. We did a video, I think, 3 days before the cutoff and practiced it 3 times. Said, that's good enough. And, you know, look at us now. So, I mean, we're very, very happy with the results. It's awesome.
So here's the scoop on this contest. The Chiefs put out a call for singers to submit their rendition of the national anthem. It went down to 18 semifinals. They performed twice at Arrowhead Stadium about 2 weeks ago, got knocked down to 5. And then you, the fans, voted, of course. Our duo here, Country Music and Southern Rock, has won the 5. You guys end up winning the deal. What was it like when you found out that you won this?
Unbelievable. I mean, we get the call. Harry gets the call. He calls me up. He's like, you'll never believe this. Dana just called and said we won this thing. And I was like, there's no way. I was like, wow, last-minute submission. You know, we'd love to believe we know that many people and the fans enjoyed us that much, but it's still kind of surreal. It's still on cloud 9 right now. So, but I freaked out a little.
were you guys, you know, hitting reset on the KCChiefs50.com over and over? Because I know we were a little late putting up our top five. It was about 12 hours after we told everyone. So we were fielding calls from all the semifinalists. Hey, do you have the finalists up? Do you have the finalists up? And then we just told everyone, you know, on Monday we'll post the winners, but we didn't give a time. So was it just click, click, click?
Oh, yeah. We were getting so click happy. I mean, we put every email address we could think of, and it was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah, we were really, really excited. Excited to have it. So
give us a little bit of idea about your history. Your country music, Southern Rock, you've toured, you've been in Nashville, Tennessee before, and obviously you're Chiefs fans, and you're here in Olathe, Kansas now. How did this partnership form, and how long have you guys been touring and performing together?
Well, ironically, we met through a friend of ours that I've known since I was 9, so that's been 20 years, and he introduced me. Harry said, hey, you got to listen to this guy sing, and he writes too. And I said, oh, I'd love to meet him. And my apartment in Olathe back in 2004, we met and sang Seven Bridges Road the first night we met, just me and a guitar and him and a couple other voices, and we're like, man, this sounds pretty good. And the rest is history. We've started playing in bars all over Olathe, and a couple years down the road we said, you know, we should start a band. And I knew some guys from a previous project that I'd been in, and we formed the Adam Thomas Band. And I moved back to Nashville in 08. They came down once or twice a year. We played a few shows. Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, downtown Nashville, was probably the pinnacle of our career. So, and then Nashville's a tough town. So after 4 years of living there, I moved back here. We reformed a band, and we've been playing ever since.
What made you guys want to submit to sing the national anthem at Arrowhead? Obviously, you're Chiefs fans. You say your pinnacle career has been in Nashville. I'd imagine this may be a new pinnacle.
Oh, this will definitely be the huge highlight. It actually, a friend of Adam's is a Chiefs cheerleader and said, hey, you guys should try it. You guys are singers. And we're like, all right, we've never tried doing it. But, yeah, we'll sing national anthems. So, yeah, we went through it a couple times and recorded a video on our phone. Like, yeah, that works. That's good enough. We'll see what happens. And, you know, people liked it and caught on. It sounded good. And, I mean, the rest is history. It's awesome. So, yeah.
I tell you what, we were blown away by the semifinals we had. It goes from people never singing in a stadium atmosphere before to some people who have. And you know, there's the kickback on the mic and everything. And everyone was phenomenal. All 18, it was so hard to pick a final five. When you went there that day and you saw the competition and you went through your rendition, how did you leave feeling from your performance?
Nervous. You know, we hear the other acts and we go, man, we've got to be on our A game for this if we're going to have a chance. And, you know, we felt we were nervous. The adrenaline was still there. Even though the stadium was empty, we were like, I can't believe we just performed on Arrowhead. So it was all very, very nerve-wracking, you know. Man. Never mind the heat.
Oh, I was by far the most nervous I've been, and we sang last. And so we had to sit through every performance. We're like, oh, I mean, this is going to be tough. This is hard. And we were the last ones to do it, and we were already so hot. But it was, oh, yeah, we were very, very nerve-wracked. I mean, it was when you step on that field and you feel that energy and how starstruck and just awesome that whole building just how, you know, just how it creates such a wonderful feeling. I mean, it's really, really surreal.
So literally, fans saved the best for last in their vote. You can watch Harry and Adam before the Chiefs and Seahawks preseason game August 24th. They'll be singing the national anthem for you at Arrowhead. And we have another contest. There's going to be 80-some thousand people in the stands for you guys. You can take my job this preseason, the second half of our final preseason game against the Green Bay Packers. I'm handing this microphone over to you on the sidelines. You can be our sideline reporter for the second half of the final preseason game. Millions will watch you if you have a broadcasting career or you're just a big fan that think you have what it takes to be on the sideline, interviewing players, giving injury reports. Submit your one-minute demo reel of you on camera. Can be anything. Just make sure you're talking sports. KCCheese50.com. It's all part of the Chiefs 50 Years in Kansas City celebration.